RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Thanks. Sorry. All right, third hour of The Blitz, brought to you by The HD Show. Shout out to our boy, I think it's Carlos Garcia. Yep. No, I'm sorry, Chris Garcia, giving us some love here on The HD Show. Thank you, Chris. Why don't you guys have your own show? We do. We do have our own show. So we keep calling it The HD Show.
It's The HD Show. It's Thursday night. You can always get Thursday night, 7 to 10.
Come on.
Every other Monday. You know, sparingly on Mondays.
Monday, yeah. Well, once this year fires back up, we'll get all that squared away with the basketball schedule and that kind of stuff. But, all right, we need something a little more uplifting to get people in their creative process. This is it. This is the final three. We've got to put some, put on some faith.
Put some faith back on.
Dun, 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 dun. Faith work for you?
I gotta have faith.
You gotta have faith. Should we go with the Limp Bizkit version just to kind of get everybody jacked up?
We're going with the George Michael
version. He is dead. He is the one that died.
He's the one that died. When Limp Bizkit died, we'll let them play that.
That's right.
Limp Bizkit's career died.
They died a long time ago.
They are kind of dead. All right, so here's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are just tuning into the program. We got our boy Kenny Matthews, friend of the program, here on the program with us. He is live in studio. He's got a signed bottle of Pre-Cree Extra Strength for all you meatheads out there. Pre-workout, it's damn good stuff, all right? It's their latest and greatest bomb pop flavor. The caveat to this, however, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's signed by none other than Texans starting middle linebacker, the one, the only, Brian Cushing. So we've got this bottle to give away. Henry came up with the ingenious idea. Tom Savage analysis. I came up with the Texans playoff chances. You've got 15 seconds. We've gone through the herd. We've now got Damian and Humble, Adam and Rosharon, Dan and Orange. There's no rhyme or reason to this, okay? So, should we flip the script on him? Because we've kind of beaten up the Tom Savage
Texans. We'll beat it up a little bit, yeah.
All right? So, anything Texans? Anything Texans, or what do you? No. How do you want to do? How do you want to do the wild card?
If you gonna flip the script,
go Rockets.
Really, no, really, oh, flip
you gotta
the script.
Do like George Michael or Gary Fisher type stuff.
Best George Michael songs.
Oh,
Fisher, you gotta
okay,
go
well,
with
then
it.
Let's because we're gonna do. I was gonna do that for yay or nay. So let's do this for okay. So here we go. Damian, Adam, and Dan. Take your pick Tuesday.
Take your pick Tuesday.
Gary Fisher, George Michael. All right.
Who had the better career, and why?
Hey, you know what? But it's whatever you want it to be.
Should have opened in the question.
All right. That's it. George Michael, Carrie Fisher. You got 15 seconds. Winner take all. Winner gets a bottle.
Gets the bottle. Get to come
signed
pick it up.
Signed by Brian Cushing.
There you go.
All right. So I just want to let Dan and Orange know you're going to be driving your happy ass all the way out here to H-Town. And so just keep that in mind, too. So, Carrie Fisher, George Michael. Let's go out to Adam in Rosharon. 15 seconds. Adam in Rosharon. What? We got to start from the top? Is that what we're doing? There's only three.
I got an entire. It's just hard to coordinate the name.
All right,
number.
Here we go.
Well, you can go to Adam because you already said his name and I got my finger on the button.
There you go. Adam in Rosharon, go.
Carrie Fisher and George Michael were both icons, supremely talented, and will sorely be missed. But I can say, if I did half as much cocaine as they did in their career, I'd probably be dead too.
So pick one. Who had the better career?
Carrie Fisher, by far.
Ooh. Okay. Fisher. Interesting.
Fisher. All right. Next.
Damian in Humble. Carrie Fisher, George Michael.
So I'm going to say that Carrie Fisher had the better career because she had the longer career. I think it spanned over 4 decades, I believe, like 40 years, something like that, I believe. So I think Carrie Fisher had the better career.
Hmm. We threw these guys completely off. We threw these guys completely off with the Carrie Fisher.
Well, I was going to go George with Cowboys, Michael. But that sounded better. So
all right.
I was really flipping the script.
Here we go. Last but certainly not least. Dan and Orange, Carrie Fisher, George Michael, who you got?
George Michael made all the money singing those fruity songs that he sang. Can't help that. But I like Carrie Fisher in Star Wars because she was fine in the early ones.
There you go. There you go. So your pick, George Michaels. We know who just won it all.
Orange made all that money singing them fruity songs.
Yes, sir.
But Carrie Fisher looked better.
But she was finer.
She was fine.
Let's go out to Dan in Orange. Dan in Orange, are you prepared to drive all the way here to Houston to pick up this
way.
Bottle?
It's a short way. It's only an hour and a half.
I'm coming to Houston next week.
There you go.
All right. I just want to make sure, because if we're here next week and that bottle is still sitting there because you haven't picked it up, then Kenny's going to come back and we're going to have to give it away again.
That's right. We had to do
I'm coming January the 3rd over to Houston.
Boom. January the 3rd over to Houston.
Hang on the line and we'll get some information from you.
Real quick, Dan and Orange, what's your favorite sports radio show here on ESPN 97.5?
ESPN 97.5.
Yes, that's it.
That'll work.
Political, too.
Will work. The one, the only, Dan Orange. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Damien, for playing. Thank you to everybody that played today. So there you go. Dan and Orange is going to win himself a bottle of Pre-Cree excess. We didn't even ask him if he's going to use it.
Yeah.
Probably not. I wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't either.
You probably wouldn't. I mean, it's signed by Brian Cushing, for crying out loud.
It just looks too pretty.
It's too cool. It's definitely too cool. So yeah, if you got a signed Brian Cushing bottle, definitely. So he will be in town next week. So make sure that thing is under lock and key until then. We're taking this argument to the streets.
Yeah.
All right. We are taking this argument to the streets once and for all. You can chime in on Twitter if you'd like, at the Freddie D, at producer T Scott, at Henry Thomas NFL, at Kenny
Muscle Elements.
Muscle Elements, K-E-N-N-Y?
Yes, sir.
Kenny Muscle Elements, go to one of us if you want, or you can chime in, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Singing all them fruity songs! Take your pick Tuesday.
We're going to take it to the street.
We asked it to Dan, Adam, and Damien. Better career. Take your pick. George Michael, Carrie Fisher.
NY.
We will settle the debate once and for all coming up next. But before we do that, don't forget about Sandstone Chiropractic. 3 locations. 1 in Magnolia, 1 in Montgomery, the 3rd one in the Conroe area. And then, of course, if you're in the northern area as well, God forbid something happens to you, you want to see Cypress Creek EMS. I'm telling you right now, they've been a proud sponsor of the HD show, and we've been very fortunate and so grateful to be a part of the Cypress Creek family as well. One of only 2 EMSs here in the local Houston area that is able to do blood transfusions on the ground. Usually those are reserved for air medevacs, but they're doing them at Cypress Creek EMS. Have saved over 15 lives since they started doing that. One of the best, as a matter of fact, rated number 1 in a recent quarterly report of all EMS, or excuse me, at least of 100 EMSs in the southern region. There's definitely something to be said for that. If you are an aspiring EMS, or if you're already one and you're with some other outfit here in town and you want to get with the best, go to Cypress Creek EMS today and find out more. Cypress Creek EMS, that's ccems.com, ccems.com. And as always, Henry Thomas,
tell them the HD show sent you.
All right. Once and for all, take your pick Tuesday. Carrie Fisher, George Michael, we debate next. Don't you go anywhere. This is the HD show on the Blitz. Por qué, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
Before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I'll be.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
George Michael made all his money from playing them fruity songs.
Yes, sir.
That's, I'll tell you what, Dan and Orange.
Orange.
Salt of the earth.
Orange.
Yeah, real quick, get Trey in here for just a second. Tell Trey to come in here for just a hot second.
Because we got a couple calls to get to.
We do have a couple calls to get to, but I really want to just ask him one quick question before we get to this, before I forget. And I want to get this
off. I'm pretty sure he's not going to come in.
Huh? Is Trey going to come in here real quick?
Yeah.
There he is.
Apparently.
Trey, real quick, how do you spell orange?
Get on that right there.
How do you spell orange?
Yeah. O-A-R-I-N-G-E.
Trey,
it's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Trey, where'd you go to school?
Cypress. Campbell Middle School.
Campbell Middle School. All right, did you go to college?
Yes, I'm currently in college.
Okay. There you go. That's my man right there.
I need to learn how to spell.
Or, hey, we all do that. See, that's what technology does to us. Yeah. If you have to do it without your phone.
Technology, man.
That's exactly right. You got to do it without your phone. I pick up my phone all the time.
But you could argue you have orange hair.
I do. It's more of an auburn color.
Well, that's Trey, our intern.
That is Trey.
And so, he has worked with us a couple times.
Do you purposely spell orange that way?
No, it's the dyslexia.
Nah. You're dyslexic?
Correct.
You know who else is dyslexic?
Bill Gates.
Is he?
I think so.
Yeah. So you don't know for sure?
Can't remember.
Dyslexia.
He doesn't remember?
Dyslexia.
You know who else?
You're dyslexic too?
I got a little bit of that.
He's just, that's CTE. You know who else? That's it. Who's General that? George Patton.
George Patton.
And did you know?
We're supposed to go the other way.
That's it.
You see, they're waiting for him over here and he snuck up on him because he misread the map.
Two, did you know that people with severe ADD have traits of dyslexia as well? So read a lot of things backwards or miss jumble things. So that would explain
that's why your handwriting's so bad.
My handwriting's god awful as well.
Really?
Yeah, I could show you, but I don't have a pen.
And we are on the radio. We are on the radio.
Right.
Just write orange.
Orange.
This is a blue pen.
Yeah, it's blue.
That's it.
Oh,
you know what? Some of my employees, that's about the penmanship. So I think it's a generational thing.
I don't really care about my penmanship.
By the way, orange. Interesting. O-R-A-N-G.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. That's all right. We learned something today.
We learned something today. Thank you so very much.
Trey, I appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you. There you go. Trey, everybody. Are you going to U of H?
No, Lee College.
There you go, baby. We love Lee College.
Lee College of Texas.
The Ivy League.
George Bannister.
Home of George Bannister. Look at it. Look at it.
Who knew? Who knew?
Thank you, Trey.
Trey, the intern. There you have it. All right, let's go out to...
Brent.
Let's go to Brett in the Woodlands. He wants to chime in on this Carrie Fisher.
George Michael.
George Michael debate. What's up, Brett in the Woodlands?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you.
You're loud and clear. Live radio.
Awesome. what's the number one thing that tells you how good a career is? Money, right?
It helps. Absolutely.
For those of us who don't have it, yeah, we look at it. That's how we tell. You got more money than that one. Well, if you Google it, who had the most?
George Michael's net worth is $200 million, and Carrie Fisher's most reports say is $5 million.
Oh,
wow.
Ooh, cancel Christmas on that one. Cancel Christmas on that one. Is that it? I mean, that might just take the...
That might just end your whole debate right there.
That's a first round knockout right there.
Oh, yeah. I feel like $5 million is very low for a Carrie Fisher.
You know what? You'd have thought she made more.
Movie. She had to make at least 20 in the last
movie.
She's
going to be making some loot just off being Princess Leia, right? I mean, isn't there
like residuals?
You would think.
Something.
Hey, he Googled it. I didn't Google it.
That's what the internet's saying. And you know,
it's got to be true.
The internet's never wrong. So, all right. Well, I was going with George Michael all the way. I don't think it's a debate on.
This is the way I picked it. I said George Michael's because if I were out at a restaurant and George Michael and Miss Fisher were both in the restaurant, I wouldn't have recognized her. I'd have went over to George and said, hey, man, what's up?
Oh, you know you recognize than George Michael.
I've been all buffed up. Hey, dude, you know, I just want to say I like your work.
No so homo.
See, that's crossing the line right there. That is crossing the line. But that's how I would debate or pick who which one I recognize, who right. I recognize right away, you know.
It's no-brainer.
No-brainer. It would have been George Michael.
George Michael.
Yeah, even if he was all bloated.
He-
I mean, that's what he said. He said he got all fat. T. Scott, did you not say that? Did you find a picture? Put a picture up there.
Yeah, so put a picture up of our boy George Michael right before he passed. Matthews. Kenny Matthews, your thoughts. George Michael, Carrie Fisher.
Hands down, George Michael, but Carrie Fisher did make a career out of very little. I mean, you're talking, she spanned, like one of the listeners said, 4 decades.
Yeah, but what other movies was she in?
Can you name it? That was it.
Was that the only movie was she in? Star Wars? Was she in nothing else?
Not that I can think
of. No, I'm sure she was. No, she was in other movies.
If that's all she was in, 5 million is great. If she was just in Star Wars and she's living all this time,
40 years later,
yeah, but it wasn't.
I holla. She probably got a little ranch somewhere.
I would have thought 15, 20.
Puffing on some reefer, just chilling.
She was
feet up. And they're like, you want me to do another one? All right. I ain't got to wear that outfit, huh? Because I'm a little
out
of shape.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's such a good, I don't know if me wearing that's a good idea. You know what I mean? Yeah, because she kind of came back to relevance here lately because she banged Harrison Ford on the set.
Whoa.
Okay, there's our boy. He doesn't look that fat.
Okay, not yeah, go, but yes, he does.
Okay, scroll down.
He definitely holds
that's him.
Water.
Yeah.
He's retaining water on that
he
one.
Definitely a little bloated.
Yeah.
Take it in September.
And he looked like he got a spoon in his hand. That's just terrible.
He might be eating.
He may be eating.
Tired. He looks tired and bloated. No, that's a good, that never.
Good
if there's
combo.
Two words that you never want used to describe you in the same sentence, it's tired and bloated.
Yeah, I can't get rid of this bloat because I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
I just don't want to do nothing else. Well, okay.
He, in his little, English village or pub or whatever that was he lived in.
He lived in a pub?
In the town that he lived in. Yes.
Whatever you call those places. Apparently, but he was very accessible.
Yeah. I mean, he volunteered at the homeless place.
He did that.
It just said he was a recluse and he didn't have anybody come to his house because he wasn't confident because he was fat
and bloated.
Yeah.
No, there was an article I just read about how this lady in the local theater group went, and they were like, hey, you know, we need this guy we'd be good if we could find somebody that could sing to play this role. And they were like, well, you know, George lives down the street.
Right over there.
It's your neighbor. Why don't you go ask him? So she was like, okay, why not? I mean, it's worth a shot. Worst he could do is say no. Sure enough, George showed up.
Showed up.
Showed out.
Did some work. Made some things happen.
You know what I'm saying? So, right. No, I mean, he was a good bloke, if you know what I mean. So, no, shout out to George Michael for being, listen, tired and bloated. Hey, has there not been a time when we've all been a little tired and bloated? All right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You don't want people to say you look tired and bloated.
Well, you don't want it splashed all over the internet. But,
I'm pretty sure it's been a time. I never recognized that time, but it might have been.
How many of y'all worked tired and bloated over the weekend?
Oh,
all right? Man. I mean, hey, this was the kind of weekend where you got tired and bloated.
Sit.
So there's something to be said for that.
All that sleep medicine in the turkey?
I'm telling you, tryptophan, that's it.
See? See, all I got to do is describe it. He knows the word. I know the definition.
Huh?
I had a Cajun Christmas. It was gumbo all week.
So you ate all week? There you go. Yeah. All right, let's go out to Bill in Spring. He's going to he's got something to say about the difference between income and net worth.
Okay.
What's up?
Well, I hope someone from the Woodlands would know the difference between net worth and income.
Okay.
Net worth is only what you've hung on to or what someone earned from you. That is. It has nothing to do with how much she get or he got paid for anything. That's income. And so based upon, if you read Carrie Fisher's autobiography, the drugs and alcohol she's done,
yeah,
it's plausible she only has $5 million left over.
Well, it ain't like George Michael's been, staying away from the blowing bathrooms and God only knows what else.
Understood completely. But I'm just saying, if you use that as a benchmark, then you got to go back and actually look what they got paid versus not what they have left. I mean, look at MC Hammer.
Well,
the guy doesn't have two nickels, but he made a lot of money. Okay? We can ask Henry how many guys he knows from the NFL who got paid a lot but don't have any nickels left.
Hey, man, why are you talking about me?
No, I didn't talk about you.
Why Why you put my business in the street?
The nice thing about a guy like George Michael, but the thing about George Michael though is he's got his music. He's got his music catalog, and that's always. I mean, there's still being having a net worth of $200 million. I mean, that's still nothing to stellar. Say. I mean, he can make a couple moves here and a couple moves there, and that was the one thing I read too about how he never went on tour, and there were places, there were record labels and his publicists and people close to him that were like, listen, you go on tour, shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, wouldn't you go to a George Michael concert?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Disguise? Could I be up in there? I'd be like, hey, no, I'm just dropping off my daughters.
Big black dude looks a lot like Henry Thomas up in here.
I'm just dropping off my nieces,
I'm the chaperone.
But I will be in the back. Pumping it up, baby. Pumping it up. Careless Whisper. Look, the tear running down on Careless Whisper. Careless Whisper.
17 feet have got no rhythm. Let's go out to, where's Mike calling from? Let's go out to Mike real quick.
Mike.
Let's go. Mike, where are you calling from, Mike?
Humble.
Humble
is strong today.
I think, what is the, is there a tower in Humble?
Tascacito, but
it's still
right on the border.
I'm just saying, like, everybody and their brother's calling from there.
What you got?
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say, it's hard to tell who's had a better career. George Michael, I mean, and Carrie Fisher, they're both going to be forever enshrined in history. But, I wanted to say, Carrie Fisher was, she was also the nun in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the one that picked him up, and they were hitchhiking, and Jay tried to go down on her.
Okay, that's two movies.
She was in a few little, short roles, but nothing like Star Wars.
Okay.
In fairness, there aren't a lot of movies like Star Wars, so she's got that going for her. Interesting thought. I'll tell you what, we come back, we got to do a Christmas recap. And I'm going to tell you because we'll be on air Thursday.
Oh, yeah,
we got to do picks right now. We got a big announcement as well. We got a big guest coming on Thursday. Very excited about that. And I'm going to go ahead and put this debate to rest.
All right.
One thing is what separates Carrie Fisher from George Michael and is the proverbial mic drop on this debate.
All right, here we go.
So we got that. We got a Christmas recap and a big guest. Not to say Kenny Matthews isn't a big guest, but we got a big guest announcement coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. That's Muscle Elements Kenny Matthews. He's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. White Isis. Trey from Lee College. I'm that dude, Freddie D. This is the HD Show on the Blitz on ESPN
97.5. But when I became, I'm gonna shoot down. I'm gonna shoot down.
Come on, Blitz. You're listening to the Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Our boy Josh in Beaumont, who we love as a listener, is pretty confident that... What do we say? Here we go. Apparently, Carrie Fisher was in When Harry Met Sally and was also in The Blues Brothers. But that's the thing, is that obviously she was not memorable in any of these roles, unless you watch these movies. Again,
still get paid for
props
it.
To her. Yeah. And according to our friend from Spanky's, Miss Lori, our girl Carrie has a $25 million.
Had,
thank you, Mr. Matthews, had a $25 million net worth. So, as our boy Bill in Spring would say,
net worth and income.
Net worth, income, two totally different things.
Yeah.
Okay, so I threw this out before the break. the one thing that separates. Apparently, there's two things that I and there's two, clearly there's well, you know what? We don't know what Carrie was into.
Correct.
We don't know what Carrie was into. All right. So clearly, sexual orientation aside, that obviously was one big thing that was different about the two of them. However, I don't care what you say. George Michael, and this is the
mic drop.
You and I joked around about this a while back with our boy Mark Cohn. It's not as though Carrie Fisher can get back into that bikini. All right, like her, she's limited with what she can do. George Michael, right? Had he been still alive, could walk into any arena in America, probably damn near sell it out, because he can do what? He can sing.
He can sing.
All right. And just like a good running game travels, just like a good defense travels, guess what else travels? Singing.
So that makes him the bigger one.
Damn right.
Well, he's bigger than mine.
Damn right. When you can sing, cancel Christmas. All right. There's one thing I wish I could do. It was sing. I wish I could sing. I'll try. All right.
No, you don't.
I'll try.
You don't. Don't okay. Do it.
No, I'm not going to try right now.
Yeah, because
we've had a good show, and we want to go out on a high note.
Yeah, we don't want to
get intended. That. but that to Bob me Dylan. Is the that to me is the mic drop of all mic drops. When you can sing, it's a wrap. It's like you said, our boy Mark Cohn. What? Yeah. I need 3 G's? Hey, let me go book a gig real quick. I'm going to do Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis. And everybody show up.
Everybody.
I got 35. Made a bonus. Cool. We out. No show tomorrow. We good. All you need is what? 3 or 4 really good songs?
That's it. He had one.
That's like the Rockets. Need one more good player.
They're a big man away, and I know our boy Shay and I disagree on this, but I'm a big believer, man. If you can go get Greg Monroe, you go get yourself Greg Monroe. You need a big. That's all there is to it. So.
But I mean, they're winning the ones they're supposed to, and then the ones that
that's huge. Which you got to do, right?
You got to do that, and then you will learn to win those other ones, because that one against what was that, San Antonio?
Yeah.
Was that the last one they just lost?
A couple games ago, yeah. A
couple games ago. That game was over. They should have won that game.
Right.
But they haven't learned how to do it. Could it have been coaching? Papa Al did it. Maybe. Maybe not.
A little bit, maybe.
But you learn that over time. And with this team, it's like you said. You said big. I say one more good player. One more good player.
Mm.
That had to be a superstar.
Right. But it ain't going to be a superstar. Not mid-season anyway. I just don't see that happening. All right, real quick, Christmas recap. T. Scott, what you got?
What's up?
Christmas recap.
Oh,
your Christmas recap. It.
I mean, it was like almost just another day. Just hung out, family.
Did you get anything?
Not really.
It's a shame.
I don't ask for presents. I don't need presents.
You got Jesus in your heart?
No, I drank beer.
He drinks beer. That's it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Political answer. White ISIS.
I don't need presents. I got beer.
Yeah.
But, I got beer.
Well, mine was good. I didn't. First Christmas, first holiday season.
Yeah.
No cooking for me. I didn't cook at all.
You seemed okay with that.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. I mean, as much as I love to cook and prepare everything. Wife hooked it up.
You're okay with not doing it.
I was great with not doing it. All the in-laws and everybody came over. My daughters are in town. You know, it was really cool. I got
it.
Best gift I got. Wife gave me an Atari with 101 games in it.
Oh! Old school. You got Pitfall?
Yep.
Dude, all over. I will come over and work your ass over. I will work your ass over. I don't know if with the George Michael talk, that is really the correct. No. Let me try that over again.
Back that up.
I don't know if we should do that either with the George Michael talk.
You can't come over. Forget it.
Forget it.
The game's
broke. We're going to Carrie Fisher's house.
Yeah, game's
broke. All right. Kenny Matthews. Pitfall. Follow that up.
All of us falling in a hole, huh?
Well, recap your Christmas.
Recap it.
Man, I had an awesome Christmas. Shout out to Cammie and Kylie, my daughters. I got to spend the entire Christmas holidays with them, man.
Sweet.
They get everything they wanted?
They got everything they wanted and way more.
There you go. What was the one gift that you got them that made you smile?
Well, you know what? It's just because they keep talking about it with Cammy. It was an American Girl doll.
God, I tell you what. What is the deal with those things?
Well, we found one that literally looked like her.
That helps.
Yeah, she just keeps thanking me over and over. My youngest daughter.
I heard they don't have any black girls in it.
I was looking for a white one, so I don't know.
American Girl. They don't have no mixed girl. That's what it was. It was the mixed girl that was
looking for a mulatto American girl, please.
Yeah, you got a mulatto.
Kind of a cream-colored one. Caramel, if you will.
She got to have like blonde, kinky hair. Not the straight. They got to be blonde and kinky. Yeah.
And then my youngest daughter, Kylie, who's always been a little bit different, she wanted a Zoomer Dino.
Tells that.
So it's a dinosaur. It's a remote control dinosaur on wheels, man.
Okay.
Goes through. It hunts. It patrols. It attacks. It does.
Can't argue with that.
She's been in dinosaurs all her life.
Yeah, man. Sound like her siblings are in trouble.
Yeah, you got that right.
The dog, man.
You got
the
that
dog
right.
The one getting in.
That's it.
Take my kids down. Wanted clothes. My kids wanted clothes. That's
your
my kids.
That's
yeah,
your kids.
That's right. My
that's
kids it. Got clothes. My mom got some perfume. She was very excited about that. Yeah. So, and yay or nay, I got my sister a coffee pot. Nice coffee pot.
Was it a Keurig or what?
No, it was a...
Was it a Ninja?
It was a Hamilton Beach Flex Brew. Both regular brew and a
so
Keurig.
You got a coffee machine. You
that's exactly
get
right.
Pot. See, you
oh, no,
coffee
no.
pot.
It's two. It's two in one. You can do the Keurig or do a normal brew. These girls at work, Gabby and Claudia,
it's
you know who you are.
Like, it's just a little bitty thing and you put it in and it makes coffee?
You can do that or check. You can brew it. You got the best of both worlds. You can do one or two. Okay. They were busting my ball. Oh, you got, why would you just get her a coffee pot? She wanted one and she was very happy about it when she got it.
Well, good. I mean, so it's a coffee pot. You got her a coffee maker.
Coffee maker. And I bought
a coffee pot. I'm thinking of the one you put on the stove. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I mean, had that little.
The hell.
I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Percolator.
That's exactly it. Right. That's it. That's exactly right. It was a good Christmas, though. A lot of driving.
Yeah.
I did a lot of driving over Christmas. So, but everybody came home safe, and that's what matters. I whooped my son's ass in Madden to the point where he almost got his ass whooped again in real life.
For his attitude.
Attitude for the way he was and for the way he was losing. And so I said, do you want me to remind you of something real quick?
What?
I said, remember that text message you sent me when I said, we're going to play again and I'm going to beat you down the next time? And you go, no, you're not because I'm all the way up.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way up my ass, 49-7. Take that.
Really? We still on George Michael.
Take that. Oh. Too much. We're doing too much. All right, we got an announcement on. We'll get you ready for Thursday's show. We're guest hosting again, and we've got a special guest on Thursday. Who is it? Stick around. We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. Shout out to Tom Peacock. Shout out Cypress Creek, and of course, Sandstone Chiropractic. Don't you go anywhere. It's the HD show on the Blitz. For you.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Tell him, George. The singing Greek. Apparently, according to an article I read, and I was reading a lot. Yay or nay, reading articles while you're driving?
Nay.
Is that a nay?
That's
is that frowned upon?
Big nay.
It is, isn't it?
That's like the lady that I saw texting. Pissed me off so bad I threw my beer at her. Kidding, people. I'm kidding.
713-780-377. That's it.
713-780-3776.
If you've ever had guilty feet and as a result had no rhythm, what do you think that means?
No unearthly idea.
Guilty feet have no rhythm.
You dance with somebody else. Now your feet ain't dancing right when you're supposed to.
Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
But when you dance with somebody else, I bet you got rhythm. Because they ain't guilty then. It's just when you go back to your original dance.
Feel guilty.
That's when the feet don't work right.
Here we go. Who do you think George was dancing with? Anyway.
I don't know.
Careless whisper. Maybe. Careless whisper. We're going to kick it up a notch on Thursday. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you looking at me like that?
I was looking at you like
You were. I felt the look. I felt the look coming from you. Are you you producing on Thursday?
No.
Huh? 11 to 1.
No.
No.
Say it so emphatically like
he
no.
He just told you that he was.
He did?
He was producing.
Who? Clutch City Cam?
Clutch City Cam is producing.
Clutch City Cam.
It's gonna I'm filling in for Michael. I'm doing production stuff.
Look at you, big time.
Big time.
Look at you, big time. Hey, can we get can y'all give us a promo that actually plays?
Something.
Every now and again? Maybe.
Yeah, HD shows. Because, you know, I got three.
Yeah,
I got
three o'clock people, in the morning.
I got three people saying, how come I don't have a show?
I got drunk dialed by a broad one time. She's like, how's your promo?
Well, that's because
2 o'clock in the morning.
That's because you gave out your phone number on the air.
Oh. Whoops. Pablo Francisco.
Pablo Francisco.
Big time comedian. He's going to be at Improv Houston this weekend. We'll be joining the program at noon sharp on Thursday. Very excited about
having... In studio?
In studio.
No, not in studio. I wish. I wish. Oh, he's hysterical. But Pablo Francisco will be joining us on Thursday at noon, so we're very excited about that. So, and then also, too, part of the show on Thursday, we got Pablo Francisco, we got NFL picks. Of course, we'll do some yay or nay. And then, of course, we will also do your Houston sports team's resolutions for 2017. All right. So we've already got, I've got half the show outlined already. Haven't even written it yet.
Haven't even written it.
It's more than most of the shows here in this town. Anyways. All right. So that's one of my resolutions as well. I'll share that with you off air. Listen, shout out to Rich Gannon. Thank you so much for coming on. He was absolutely fantastic. Once again, shout out to Tom Peacock Cadillac, Cypress Creek EMS, and of course, our friends over at Sandstone Chiropractic. And then, of course, Spanky's Pizza. 4010 Spencer Highway. Don't forget. And of course, the one over off Telephone Road. Shout out to our girl, Lori, for helping facilitate all of that. Then, of course, without further ado, our boy, Kenny Matthews, Muscle Elements.
Man, it's been great being here again. Thanks,
always man. Love having you.
Real quick, big plans in 2017. What do you guys got?
We got a couple of new products that we're going to be dropping, man. Probably the most inclusive post-workout formula the industry's ever seen.
That's going to be huge. And I'm expecting to get a sample.
Yeah, you'll definitely be on the list.
Yeah, we'll I'm talking about. Well, right. I expect you to be on the air and tell everybody about it when it comes out. What's the ETA on that?
Look, maybe 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. March-ish?
March-ish.
All right. That sounds about a great time for my birthday. 4, White Isis, Trey from Lee College, and the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. We'll see you on Thursday. H-Town, you know we love you.
Peace. I get too confused and you get pretty deep. But I call you around 8, I know you'll be there for me. Ain't nobody, don't ask me. I'm just so fresh up free.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.